This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Moscow is warning that the world is likely on the verge of another world war. It regularly reminds the West about Russia's nuclear arsenal as it tries to discourage nations from helping Ukraine. Here at home, President Biden has formally announced he is running for re-election.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Biden made the announcement in a YouTube video, asking Americans to give him more time to finish the job.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead, we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too.
Donna Warder, Washington.
For now, former President Trump is the favorite to win the Republican presidential nomination, setting up a possible Biden-Trump race. But at the moment, Donald Trump has legal issues. Beginning today, they're choosing a jury in a civil trial over a woman's claim that Donald Trump raped her nearly 3 decades ago in a department store dressing room. He denies it. The AP's Julie Walker with what E. Jean Carroll is saying.
Outside court last year in February, she explained why she was bringing the civil suit.
The women in America who have been grabbed and groped, assaulted and raped by men in power and are silenced. And we are working to bring justice.
Trump says she made up the claim to sell a memoir. The former president, who is running again, is not expected to show up for the trial, though his lawyers have not ruled out the chance he might testify.
Heavy gunfire and explosions heard this morning in warring Sudan, even after word of a ceasefire. This is AP News. There are hopes the coronation of King Charles will boost the tourism industry.
Outside Buckingham Palace, Patricia Yates, chief executive of the Visit Britain Tourism Board, says she hopes next week's coronation will be a great success.
Events like this really kickstart the recovery, don't they? And they put Britain on the world stage again. And goodness, we do that so well. Our pageantry around the coronation will just be amazing.
History, heritage and the royals are the biggest draw for international tourists, Yates adds, and royalty a particular magnet for Americans. Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee celebrations last year brought in an extra 2.6 million visitors to London, and Charles's coronation is expected to have a similar effect. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
What if the key to reversing aging is hidden in a golden retriever's DNA? Could chaos theory help economists forecast the future of the economy? Have psychologists actually cracked the science of happiness? If any of those questions grabbed your attention, then you have to check out Big Brains, a podcast that doesn't just explain the latest breakthroughs, it introduces you to the people who are achieving them. This isn't pop science dressed up with clickbait. It's the real deal, produced by the University of Chicago, a global leader in academic research, with leading scholars, not influencers. These are real ideas and insights from real experts, made accessible to everyone. If you're craving depth, clarity, and knowledge that lingers long after the episode ends, then tune in to Big Brains. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or find us at bigbrainspodcast.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.